Obama effigy controversy rekindled.
Student demonstrations strike out.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 news headlines, I'm Richard Brown.
And I'm Kate Reid. The Obama effigy burning saga has continued as over 130 newspapers and websites from around the world have reported on the story, from the Huffington Post to Iranian television station Press TV. However, Press TV inaccurately claimed that the burning was in conjunction with the Occupy Wall Street movement. Local Labour MSP has commented on the matter, saying this is gravely offensive and way beyond a student prank. The St Andrews Conservative Association is to write a letter of apology to the US president, and the SRC has ruled that the burning of effigies by an affiliated society is now against university regulation.
A student demonstration took place in Edinburgh yesterday in protest about the tuition fee rise for the rest of UK students at Scottish universities. A group of around 200 protesters, including a group from St Andrews, marched from the Scottish Parliament to the Scottish seat to make their feelings known to both Holyrood and Westminster. Another march is also taking place in Edinburgh tonight, which is the Reclaim the Night March, which highlights violence against women and will coincide with others up and down the country. A group from St Andrews will also be attending, organised by the Feminist Society in conjunction with the Students Association.
The NUS has called on Scotland's ancient universities to admit more students from further education colleges, believing that this would help to boost admissions of those from lower income backgrounds. The group of four ancient universities, which includes St Andrews, do not regularly admit students from further education colleges with relevant qualifications into the second and third year of their courses. President of NUS Scotland, Robin Parker, told the BBC that he believed this created a two-tier system where those who chose to go to local colleges are forced into less highly regarded universities. A spokesperson for Universities Scotland has said that the number of fast-tracked college students had nearly doubled over the past 3 years.
Remember to support the charity's campaign by coming to the Winter Fair tomorrow in Venue 1 between 11 and 3, which is free to attend and includes various stalls, a jumble sale, tombola and mince pies. Also in Venue 1 tomorrow is the Dragon's Dungeon competition at 6:30pm, in which societies and sports clubs will compete to win £1,000 worth of sponsorship.
A study conducted by researchers at the Universities of St Andrews and Durham has found that female grey seals vary in how they care for their young based on their different personality traits. Looking at seal colonies on the Scottish island of North Rona, they found that some mothers are far more attentive than others. It is hoped that the survey could benefit future conservation policy and habitat management, as well as telling us more about the evolution and behaviour of marine mammals.
In yesterday's Saint Sport results, there was a big away win for the rugby men's first, who defeated Heriot Watt first 48-17, while the football men's first won 6-3 in a topsy-turvy match against Stirling Thirds. The hockey men's first had a close shave, winning 6-5 away to Abertay second, while there were also wins for the women's tennis first and women's water polo team, while the tennis men's first shared a 6-all draw away to Edinburgh firsts.
Those are today's headlines. More news in an hour or online anytime on the news pages of the Star website.